The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. Time to pretend like everybody's wide awake. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. We got our friend Brett Vesely and Big Dick Toledo. We're hanging around all day long. Back and better than ever. Half vaccinated and still a little bit...
groggy?
Yeah, half-sauced by whatever the hell that stuff is in my body. That was weird. Friday morning, I didn't come to work Friday. They think you were also, though. Oh, you all got the vaccine and nobody... No, it was just me.
Yeah.
You were fine. You were here probably by the time I...
No, I was just about to leave when you texted, but I was fatigued like hell. I woke up and I'm like, whoa, what the hell happened? But I didn't have the issues.
I got the vertigo, which I've never experienced in my life. And it was all night. I could not sleep. I was just rocky, wavy head, just nonstop spins. And I'm like, this sucks. And I couldn't sleep. So essentially I called. And plus we got this email about 2 weeks ago that said, hey, sick days don't count. You got COVID sick days too. We got a whole new batch of sick days. I'm like, well, I'm going to use those. That's fantastic. But I couldn't. Like, I wouldn't have trusted myself driving, first of all. Yeah. Second, being here, you guys would have had to pick me up a couple times because – walking from the couch to the bedroom.
There he goes.
Was like walking in like on a waterbed. Everything felt like I was walking on a inflatable mattress. It was nuts. So, yeah, about 5, I guess it was right about when I probably 20 minutes after I normally leave, I text her and I said I'm trying to force myself out of here and I can't do it. Fell asleep, woke up, I was fine. I came in here, I was on the air with Larry that day. I came in later that day to get some stuff done. I'm like, I feel fine now, but I was so tired.
Right.
So tired for 2 days. So I'm only worried about what the second one's going to do because evidently, according to research and the things I read, 0.087% of people experience vertigo and seasick kind of feeling with the first shot. So I'm in that awesome category of less than 1% of people. What's the second shot going to do? But I feel fine now. I am still tired, but I think that's just because I'm drinking at the Swiss. I think that I put that in my system too, and it was pretty great. I got
you
this.
You think the second would be a little bit easier because you're
we'll see
accustomed to you went through the first round, but you never know.
We'll see. Maybe it does something.
I had that going for me on my second one.
Yeah,
because I'd hear everything from second one's worse. Or
well, that's the one that everybody's seeing. Most of the side effects are coming off the second one.
Oh man,
yeah,
don't say that.
That's what you know. But some people aren't getting anything,
right?
So, you know, and then I
didn't really get much, but I'm different too.
Yeah, you had it. So your body's familiar
that
with
probably
the,
help, but
well, yeah, the Pfizer
I
too.
I'm Pfizer and you're Moderna.
Yeah. But even still, your body has seen the stuff.
Arm sore.
So
there's like
you that know, arm never, sore thing.
I didn't get
man.
That at all.
Really? I had it for like 3 days.
Nothing.
It was like somebody gave me a big Charlie horse.
Yep.
Yeah. Got nothing. Like it never hurt.
Oh, man.
Everybody kept saying that was a worm. It didn't bother me at all. Crazy. Anyway, and then I get this. So it says, Dear Holmberg, I saw this first thing I see today. You're an incredibly funny person. I feel like you're one of the better comedians in all of America when you're on point, but you're also a sheep, an effing sheep. The fact you got that Moderna shot makes you one of them. You're nothing but a typical loser falling in line with the lamestream media. I thought you were a free thinker. Why in the world would a guy so wise and in tune with the world's events think that letting government and political propaganda into their bloodstream is a good idea? I've lost all my respect for you, man. Hold on. This disease didn't really harm anyone. People who died were going to die anyway. It's absurd that you've turned into a liberal puppet. I used to look up to you. I think you're funny, still, but I have zero respect. Justin.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Justin. That's nice. I got a shot.
Welcome back.
Yeah, and you start thinking about that stuff because there are a lot of people. Evidently, I didn't read any of it, but a friend of mine texted me. He goes, I can't even look at your social media page. I'm like, why? And he goes, they put a picture of you and Brett getting your shots.
Yeah.
And underneath, there's a bunch of people just screaming and yelling how it's part of a plot. It's some plan. You guys are sheep. I can't believe it. And I'm like, whatever. And then I start looking at ingredients of the things I eat, which are also all government regulated and everything, and the vodka that I pour into my body when I go out and have fun. And I'm like, why are we all of a sudden this machine of I would never, ever put anything harmful into my body? I'm sure the people who have emailed or wrote are probably on some sort of pill for their blood pressure because most of America is, and they're probably not in the best shape ever. But they're telling everybody else, putting this into your bloodstream? Are you kidding me? It's like the things that we do.
Yeah, the harm that goes into our, yeah, like you said, the chemicals yeah. that we're ingesting.
When in the, oh boy, that was almost a bad one. When in the, there it is, did we become this, my body is my temple, I don't put any harmful things in it. I look around, I see you people. Telling other people that, oh, you're sheep for doing that? Are you kidding me? I want the only person that
I don't
can
know
do
if
that,
it's that. I don't know please. If it's that much about that. I think it's more the fact that since we got the vaccine and different vaccines, but we're nanobots.
Well, but that's it. They can put nanobots in food. Everything you do. All the medicine you've ever taken.
But aspirin? This one's a little more obvious, John.
Is it?
Well, that's just it. It's like Z-packs, or flu shots, a polio shot, tetanus right. shots. I mean, come
any
on.
Pill.
What are you doing? Yeah. Exactly. And so, yeah, and I'm looking at this entire America that's all pilled up, and half of them are screaming at the other half about how they would never put that in their body. Meanwhile, they're 400 pounds overweight. They're shoving in ding-dongs like no tomorrow. They're drinking like fish. Their diet is atrocious. And they're like, I would never put that in my system. I honor this temple of perfection on a day. Give me that Twinkie. This temple of perfection will never have anything foreign in it like that. Government created. I'm like, shut your fat mouth. Don't you email me about how pristine your insides are, you pig of a human being. I don't want to hear it. Well, I would never. The government. Oh, shut your mouth. You know why I did the shot? I think Brett's with me. I like the people I work with. I do. I want these people to be comfortable with my presence. I don't care if the thing works or not. I just like the people I'm around. And it makes the people very uncomfortable to not have a vaccinated plan. And Tripp is one of them. Tripp's like, just get the shot. Like, he's nervous. His wife has pre-existing conditions. He's nervous that this thing passes along and all this things. Even vaccinated, he's nervous. Like, I just don't want this. It makes him uncomfortable. And then you talk about just be considerate.
Well,
meanwhile, shove more of the, you know, the whatever. I drink Diet Dr. Pepper like crazy. I don't know what's in that. I don't know what government regulated machinery.
You're a nanobot.
Please. I'm a nanobot. I don't even know what that is. And neither does anybody accusing me of being full of nanobots know what that is.
Well,
you're an idiot. How about that? You have idiot injected into you on a regular basis. So it's
I don't know if it's the same guy, but I got the similar when I got the original one.
Yeah.
Similar email, not quite that. I feel like, I can't believe you're doing that. You're naive. But I just said, I mean, on top of everything else, I said, I don't normally get the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
But one of the big reasons why I got this vaccine is because I had it. In right. between having it again, and if this prevents it,
sure.
I'd rather prevent it because it's not fun. The COVID virus.
Yeah.
It just lasts too long. I'd rather have the flu than COVID.
Yeah,
than
you had it
COVID.
For forever. You
yeah,
couldn't,
well,
you
the
couldn't
hanging
leave the
on
house.
Part of it was a pain.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the 10-day course, it's just so inconvenient. Yeah. And
I'm just in a huge struggle with the whole what do you put in your body thing. I really am. Because it's – unless you're one of those people who can come in and test and say I've never had a foreign entity in my body. I only eat the greens I grow in my own garden. Shut up. Because the pest – if you're worried about
the pesticides
stuff, the
on
pesticides
it.
And whatever's being sprayed all over your food and whatever's being regulated in a factory where the food's processed, whatever kind of control your self-righteous ass thinks you've got, you're wrong. And that doesn't mean I'm big on, God, shoot me up with all sorts of vaccines, but come on.
Keep taking your pure supplements. Because
right.
there's nothing wrong
right.
with those.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know your Nutrigenic shows up every month for $34 because I can't get off the list either. But, you know, it's all in your brain. It's craziness. But the people that did that, and there were a few I didn't ever look, but it's like, this is insanity that these people are so hypocritical to scream out.
Well, and
I just don't get it.
Well, if we'd have just went to Sprouts with your sister, because they have the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, my sister's
there,
got the cure. Yeah.
We'd have been fine. We wouldn't have to do this.
And my dad, surprisingly, I talked to him. He said, how you doing? Because he's asking about my arm. My shoulder, doing great. And I said, the arm's good. I said, I had a little weird reaction to the Moderna shot. He goes, you got the vaccine? I'm like, yeah. My dad's 73. I thought he did this.
Yeah.
He goes, I was going, I'm not doing it. I'm like, why? They rushed it too fast. I'm like, shut up. When did you become a clinical medicine expert? When did you just go get the shot? Well, yeah, but then I started thinking to myself, I didn't push him, but I'm like, yeah, he's on this giant plot of land. I don't know. He sees anybody anymore. Just fine. And he, it's crazy. And
10 days from him, you know, it's not that big of a deal. He's not shutting down no, anything.
He doesn't care. So he's just like, but his reasoning was, government put too much in that stuff, and they rushed it through, and I don't know what the side effects are going to be. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Then don't. I don't care. I'm just not going to. I'm not going to push anybody to do it. But don't get mad when some. Don't shame people for feeling comfortable. And besides that,
that's how I am. If you want to do it. If you don't, then who cares? It's none of your business.
Exactly.
It just speeds up the process of opening up. It seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I want things to kind of normalize. And if that's what it takes, okay. You nanobot shoved in you. I have a cell phone. I pay $140 a month for. That cost me $1,000 off the bat that I totally volunteered to be a nanobot. So I'm in. I'm in the grid. Yeah. I'm Tron. I'm in this thing. I'm not. You are not so self-important that you are bucking the system in any sort of way. You text me from an or you fired off an email from your computer. Your IP address puts you in this. You're in, man.
I'm gobbling up both red and blue pills.
Yeah, I'm eating them all. I'm just trying to get through this crap. Not even the COVID. I'm talking like day-to-day living. I so look forward to the end. I'll be honest with you. I so look forward to the day that I'm on my deathbed and the doctor's like, there's nothing we can do. I'm going to be one of the few people that when the doctor looks down and says, this is it, you're going to see a huge smile on my face. Finally, I can stop trying. Oh, I don't have to drive anywhere anymore. This is great. No, sir, I told you you're going to die. I'm like, I know. Why are you like, we can't pull the smile off his face. It's huge. It's getting cumbersome to be a person. Jesus Christ. And it's read that stuff. You're like, man, just
that's the problem.
Jump off the planet.
The information is released so quick, so fast, and there's articles on either side of it.
Who cares?
I know.
What you have to, is the easiest
one of those
path?
You have to step away.
The path of least resistance to more trouble on my desk. That's it. What am I going to wake up to tomorrow that makes my day easier? Okay. So if you don't like it, don't do it. But why is it anybody else's problem? So to you, Justin. If you are one of – I'll apologize to you, Justin, if you are one of those people who has never put anything in your system outside of the greens you grow and, only the finest herbs and things that you grow for medicine and stuff like that.
Until, keep what you're doing.
Until then, I won't listen to anybody that tells me, you put that medicine inside. Have you ever had an aspirin?
Let alone breathing our – wonderful Phoenix air.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, well, you
who knows?
Well, don't start
that,
Gerda Sternberg.
Who knows what's in that?
Well, yeah, that's right. Brady's all of a sudden he's that little Swedish teenager, Mr. Bad Air. Yeah, go puke it to somebody that cares. Like, get on your Instagram page and your little echo chamber and start barking about Holmberg and Brett and Brady and all the guys, and leave it off my desk. I don't want to hear from you. Meanwhile, don't forget, it's 5:58. In 2 minutes, you're going to take your high blood pressure pill because you've treated your body like garbage for the last 4 years.
Way ahead of you.
Yeah, Brady's
way
done ahead it. Of you. Brady knows. If you started, it would be like if you started going, I don't know about putting that kind of stuff in my body. You would expect me to go, ha, ha, ha. Well, I stick my diet Dr. Pepper and go, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I wouldn't put anything bad in my body either. This is poison. I drink poison for pleasure. Loads of it. Body, shut your mouth. That got me. You might have noticed. That made me mad.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's even like you said, even the pesticides and everything on all your vegetables that you're eating. And come on.
Yeah. This guy says, as for the assholes that are going nuts about you getting a shot, they're as bad as the loud asshole who goes nuts about not being masked or whatever. They're the same as the people they hate.
I'm
and
noticing
that's exactly
some
true.
Businesses taking it down now, the sign. That's
it's
said.
Recommended now. I've seen a lot of signs.
And then I've
saved.
Seen a couple that it's just gone. All that stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's the fun thing about society.
Still, so, there's still friction, Bob.
Yeah, I had some – yesterday I had to do some biz. And you know where I do my biz? The Swiss. So I had to – a guy I'm doing – not Doug Hopkins, who I'm doing this – I'm getting the house with. But the guy that's going to move into it is – I'm meeting with him yesterday at the Swiss, doing the biz at the Swiss. Swiss is awesome. By the way, it's closing. I told you that, right?
I thought it was closed. I don't know how the hell you got
well,
in.
Well, it was a special for regulars for
one last run.
So don't try to go there. It's closed forever. So never go. But the best thing about the Swizz, when it was open,
right?
Which it isn't anymore, to be clear, it's a people-watching paradise. It's a very small room with, like, yesterday, for instance, there was a bachelorette party or some sort of post-wedding party.
At the Swizz?
At the Swizz. And they were just, I know. All right. I know. That face I said too. at the Swiss.
Wow.
I think anybody who's ever been there hears, like, we're having a birthday party. The follow-up is, at the Swiss? Like, you can't have an event and then say it's at the Swizzle Inn without somebody going, well, at the Swiss? Because they're like, well, really? You're celebrating something? Because it kind of has that barfly feeling. So you got the bachelorette party. You've got the regular barflies, which are like Hollywood cast barflies. They're perfect. They're just dudes and you know, the drinkers and the ladies that have been there for 30 years and whatever.
So you have the bachelorette party, and then, you know, I don't want to step on it, but there is also a chocolate tasting going on.
Yes, I'll get to this. So then there's a gaggle of homosexuals at a table, probably seven of them, and they were whistling and hooting and hollering. But they look like, they're whistling and hooting and hollering, Brady. That's what they were doing. I think it was a mating call.
Were they bugling? Yeah,
they
elk?
Were bugling. They were, well, it is. It's April, and they bugle for each other
because that's spring is love.
Yeah, it's jean short season, so they bugle to each other. So I looked at the table, and I had no idea they were gay when I sat down because they're middle aged guys. Yeah, I could have sat at that table, and you wouldn't have known. I saw the jean shorts, and I'm like, well, that's different. And then my buddy went over to grab drinks off the bar, and the whistling and the hooting and the hollering began. And he walks by, and then I heard one that, okay, when he comes to town, I'm not going to blow him like the first day. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a fully gay table of guys that look like, you know, accountants. They're not flamboyant. And then the whistling, the hooting, and the hollering. So I'm sitting, I'm looking around, and I'm like, we're almost back to normal. Like the little bachelorette thing's going on here, whatever
that
is.
Got the different pods.
Got the pods going. I got a group of people doing business at the Swiss next to me, goofing around.
Another guy going over plans.
Right, the Masters is on. Me and a buddy are doing handwritten blueprint plans for this, you know, fixing up this place. And then I'm like, wow, you know, we're kind of back. Nobody seems nervous. No masks, nothing. I'm like, nobody seems that upset. I feel half vaccinated. I'm like, I'm a little all right. I guess. I don't know when it kicks in. So we're chatting away, and I look up at my friend Richard, who's across from me, and I'm like, Rich, I can't concentrate right now. Something's going on. And he's like, what? And I'm like, don't look immediately, but when you do turn over your left shoulder, I believe that man is fingering that man. And there was a dude
from behind
who was rubbing. At first, they were just kind of arms around each other, cuddling. And then I saw that his hand was rubbing his ass. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. They're in love. That's beautiful. Whatever cuts down on the whistling, because they were doing a lot of it. I hate that noise. And then he slid his hand into his jean shorts. And then it got deep. And then...
chocolate party.
Started to apply some light pressure, apparently, according to the heartbeat type pumping that was going on inside the denim that I could see. There was a light pressure being applied to the region, and I didn't even know that they did that to each other. I didn't know that the fingering was a thing, but that was going on. And then I watched him slide his hand out and grab his drink, and I'm like, we're back, America. We're no longer concerned about germs.
Went full Fonzie on the reverse side.
Hey.
Just checking for a little change in that coin purse back there.
Sure, this Moderna shot didn't screw you up. You weren't at BS West. Well, no. It was the Swiss.
It was. I'm doing a visit to Swiss. I walked. I can't walk to BS West.
All right.
Well, at least I can't walk back from BS West. But the Swiss had this. It was interesting. And then I started thinking, you know, well, I teach their own. You get to fingering a person there at the bar. Who hasn't done that in their life? I don't know, Brady, you've probably thrown a digit into a lady at a bar and thought it was pretty exciting. I've done it. We've all done it. But I've never done it to a beehole and then enjoyed my drink. Never
and
done
took
that.
Took a swig of your daiquiri?
Right. And especially in the – well, they didn't have daiquiris. That's an interesting thought that they had – they didn't have –
just a guess.
They didn't, which I'd have thought more fruit in their drinks, but no.
Whatever in their drinks.
No, but then I started thinking we're back. Like none of this mattered this last year of like, hey, let's, you know, at the very least, let's start washing our hands more.
Nah.
Guy's got poopy fingers.
Nah.
And he's touching the table.
Got the vaccine. It's okay.
Yeah, but it isn't. It's not. It's really not okay. Because I was just like, wow. And then, you know, and then at the end, they're thinking, like, they walked over to say congratulations to whatever the girls were doing. I don't know there was this tall one with red hair and then the rest of them. Well, and then my friend came up with a great idea because the bachelorette party had a couple of pretty girls and then a couple of not so pretty girls and then a few like planets. So he said, you know, because he's single, he goes, I'm going to buy that one a drink and get the rest of them Diet Coke and that one a tonic. And I'm like, how great would it be to buy a drink for a group of women based on that? Like, you.
There's three different
you
drinks.
You get a beer. You get a Mick Ultra. You get a soda water, and you get water, and you get a Diet Coke.
He bought us drinks, but they were very, very insulting.
He's weird dying. So then the gay guy who had his lightly penetrated his friend there in the denim walks over and taps one of the girls in the back with poopy hand. And I think I'm the only one that knows about poopy hand outside of the dude doing it and the dude receiving it. I think I'm the only one who saw this. I took pictures and sent it to Brady. I'm like, did I send them to you?
No.
I thought I sent them to all you guys. Well, the Masters was on, so I think I was just back and forth with Brady quite a bit.
That's what it was.
And I fired it over to Brady. And then he went and he tapped the one girl in the back and goes, I just absolutely love this outfit. And I'm like, oh, he just stink palmed you. There's the picture. I wish you were sitting with me.
That's no mess in
That's
there.
What I wanted to do. That's no fuss.
I
no
would have done that, too.
Oh, I'm trying to eat here. I got my phone. Maro.
Oh, man.
Hey, flambe. Fingers out.
It was hilarious. But, you know, it starts getting you thinking that it is a little homophobic. Because if I watched a dude slide down a girl's pants and start to go, we'd be like, all right.
I don't know.
It is. You would. Unless she was ugly.
I mean, that's.
If she was ugly and a dude threw his hands in her.
Look,
ass.
I don't want anyone's hands in anyone's ass.
This is the best line the PE coach ever gave us. Yeah.
Not at an eatery or a bar.
But you don't assume it's in her butt.
Yeah,
that's
why. Then the guy's going into the open bowl of.
Well, that's why I don't eat out of it. Brady, this very reason is why I don't do potlucks. I don't do community food. I don't do any of that stuff. And you're like, oh, you're silly.
That's a good case. Yeah. I understand.
You sold me. Yeah. I don't reach into the community bowl. I just watched a guy finger a dude at the Swiss. How am I supposed to do my biz at the Swiss with a guy fingering another fella? But if it was a woman, a decent-looking woman and a decent-looking man, and his hand went down there, I don't assume he's beeholing her.
Yeah, so maybe they aren't.
He got no other option. Unless he's tugging on that guy's, flusher. He's
going
in the only one. You know how a woman's body works.
Oh, yeah.
There's another thing. Right. You're going into that one. You're not going to immediately put your hand in a woman's pants and start to
pee. He can only do half a shocker.
Right, yeah. He went. You go to the pink, not the stink. But if there is no pink to go to, there's just a bulbous glob of silly putty and then a beehole, you beehole him. And that's what was going on. But COVID's over. The public fingering is back. And I watched
it. Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Hey, raise your glasses to the public fingering, because I saw it.
We had some friends that went to a restaurant. I don't know the name, but they said people were back and forth. Even the wait staff no longer wears masks.
Yeah, some of them are killing that.
Yeah, Medea still has to wear it at her work.
It's right on the bubble, because there's, as if you owned a restaurant.
Oh, God.
I got multiple photos. That's why you're talking on the show.
If you own a restaurant or, a business, you're just right there, are you still going to make more people upset if you're not wearing masks because employees aren't?
Right.
Sure.
Or does it go the other way? It's close.
It is. I think a lot of places are still making their employees, as far as like restaurants and bars, still making them to wear it, but not the customers. Right. Just like whatever.
There's another one. That's when he's well past the wrist is well past the waistband. That's a good one there.
Yeah, it kept going in. I got the three set there you was, sent me.
Oh, did I give all three of them to
you?
Yeah. I was pretty excited. I can't believe this is happening. But what I didn't get was a video of the slight heartbeat kind of happening. It looked like his denim was pulsating a little.
Like an oil well?
Yeah. He's rigging. I don't know if that's what they do. He's roughnecking it. So screw it. I mean, why am I wearing a mask if people are doing this? I'm not even going to. It was pretty nice. But, I'm not a big fan of that.
Well, Thursday night, actually late afternoon.
We're going to get into your thing next. Right. Let's do your thing after. Uh-oh. Let's just all kind of marinate in that and wait it out.
I'm
will say
to get
this.
Rid of the smell.
There isn't. I can tolerate watching a dude finger another dude in public, so long as the Masters is on a television. That should be all the time.
That's a cure-all.
There's nothing prettier on a TV than Augusta Golf Course. It is stunning. Like, every shot, you're like, my God, I've never seen – it's like being in a dream. I had it on yesterday, and I was like, is it my TV? Is it me? Yeah. Is it the Moderna? What's going on? I always known it to be beautiful. Yesterday, it just was shockingly good-looking. And then so I met
and
the
yet
Swiss.
So hard.
Oh, it's impossible. To play it, I don't even want to play that course. I think I would enjoy just being on it more than I would ever try to play it. I think I'd have a miserable time. But, man, it was nice. And then so the TVs at the Swiss had it on. So with that going on, finger away, man. Ether blue.
The Lady Masters.
Oh, no. I don't watch that.
I think the winner was telling me, they had the Lady Masters? Like, what happened? What happened to the members? And they did, and they play from the forward tees.
Nobody watches that.
It was plus three.
I don't want it to. Was plus three the win from the tees you and forward. I would be embarrassed to play from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Funny. Lady Masters.
Sounds like you were at the Twink Masters last night.
It was just a weird mix. But it is a good idea, and you got a couple of hand planets and a hot girl to send over a drink. You're like, you get a, I'm getting you an IPA, double IPA, beer. You can afford it. You two get
couple
diet sodas. You get two diet rights. We're going generic.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. Keep your fingers out of each other. There's a pandemic going on, Nita. You got to do that. Give us a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.